of the training, which I think is very valuable training on what to do when you see hate crimes, can people volunteer or get involved in your organization?
KCAA Loma Linda, 1050 AM, 106.5 FM, and now 102.3 FM.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Mixed markets today on Wall Street with the S&P 500 hitting a fresh intraday record high. Right now, that S&P 500 index up 7 points. The Dow is up 75 points. It's the NASDAQ that's in the red, down 6 points. Investors have put more money into stocks in just the last 5 months than the previous 12 years combined. The Biden administration is out with a budget for the fiscal year that starts this October, asking for $1.5 trillion. Amazon has enough votes to beat the union effort in Alabama, but counting continues. Boeing asked some airlines to stop flying some of the newly fixed 737 MAX jets because of a potential electrical issue. McDonald's will close hundreds of its restaurants that are inside Walmart stores. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Johnson & Johnson is delivering far fewer vaccine doses than expected in the next few weeks because of a manufacturing problem. The company will only be sending out 700,000 doses next week instead of the 5 million expected. Congressional investigators are poring over documents reportedly showing efforts by the Trump administration to alter or block CDC reports on coronavirus. Sarah Bartlett has more.
The Washington Post says Trump appointees within HHS privately cheered their efforts to put a more positive spin on the extent of the growing crisis last year. The report cites one email calling for a greater emphasis on the number of people dying from heart attacks, cancer, and suicide. The coronavirus has claimed more than 560,000 lives in the U.S.
The Dow Jones gained 297 points to finish at a record 33,800. Brian Shook, NBC News Radio.
The Tri-City Shopping Center in Redlands is serving up some really cool ice cream at La Micho Acana. Then get your chocolates and other delights from See's Candies. Moms and future moms who visit the mall can cool off and relax while they get treated like royalty at Shiny Nails or Francis Nails and then pampered at Texture Hair. The Tri-City Center is filled with retailers who care about you. Shop at the Tri-City Center in Redlands and see why they call it the mall with a heart.
Master Builders of America in Santa Ana congratulates the class of 2021. You've worked hard, you've persevered, and now your future is here. Remember, prom and graduation season also brings an increase in fatal accidents and life-changing injuries. Don't let bad judgment or pressure steal your future. Don't drink and drive, don't text and drive. That important safety reminder is courtesy of Master Builders of America. Call 949-662-9646 for Master Builders of America in Santa Ana.
No matter what kind of car you drive, we have an insurance policy that's right for you. Need to insure your family minivan? We've got you covered. Need insurance for that new sports car you finally got? We've got you covered. Have an old beater that just won't quit? We've got you covered. Or maybe you hit the lottery and want to insure all your new cars. We've got you covered. Call Auto Insurance for Less to find out how much you can save right now. All it takes is just one call. Answer a few questions, and before you know it, we've got you covered. Call 1-800-834-9455. That's 1-800-834-9455. Auto Insurance. You want it, you need it, and we've got it. Call Auto Insurance for Less to find out how much you can save today. Better coverage at a better price is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-834-9455. That's 1-800-834-9455.
Talk 102.3 FM Riverside. KCAA NBC Radio News.com.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Makes me blush every time I hear the applause. Thank you, everybody. Keep your masks on and maintain your social distance. That's just for our studio audience. The rest of you, well, you follow your own free will. And free will is really what this hour is all about. We give your free will a chance to explore future possibilities, to see what is actually on the path you are walking. And maybe if you don't like it, or it just doesn't feel like it will be fulfilling enough, or boy, there can be all sorts of reasons, you actually have the power to change it. That is the one thing I absolutely love about this method that I learned from my grandmother all those years ago. I believe it was in like 1982.
Right.
And it's as if your eyes take on a whole new vision when you can see just how much power you have over your own future and how much we can learn from this method about those in our lives and the choices they make that impact our lives. Once we do this, which a lot of my students have called metaphysical spying. It's kind of like there is, I say, a zipper on the top of your head, the head of somebody you want to know something about, and we peek in there, and it's amazing what we find out.
Right.
So I want to welcome all of you to the show, and I want to also welcome my esteemed team here. Okay. We have, of course, there I went. I almost called you Bimbo again.
Bimbo.
This is
Bimbo
Baggins. He kind of runs a lot of everything around here.
We're though Baggins isn't my last name. So just let you know.
No.
Some people out there will believe things.
Yeah, right. True. He handles a little bit of everything, and we're not really sure what he does.
No, I don't either.
Except he slays dragons in the Psychic Love Doctor show. Our Facebook has been
good.
There. Yes, he's slashing dragons.
Maybe back attacks.
Yeah. We also have over here, he's a little bit off camera, that would be Felipe, and he is our amazing world traveler. He brings us all sorts of insights from
his travels.
From everywhere, right. And then over here, you heard her sweet voice. That is our darling, Veronica, who prefers to be off camera where she is keeping notes on your readings and she is nibbling on a little something over there.
Right.
But
covered in a blanket.
Yes, and she is also going to give you your Rebel card reading after I give you mine. So just bear that in mind. Don't hang up too quick.
Right.
Now, where do we go from here?
Where do we go? All right, we are going to talk about the show. We're going to give you the call-in number because got to have that call-in, 909-792-5222. We want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
And if you have the ability right now, go to the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, and you can watch us live.
Live and it not at 5.
Yes, and since this is primarily a phone-in show, when you're calling in on your cell phones, which you will be, please don't use speakerphone. I know I use it a lot too. It's cool. It keeps your hands a little free. You can set it down, but it's terrible for the radio
going
through internet and stuff like that. And At the same time, be wary of your background noises that you normally maybe not worry about. Wind, especially if a car window's down, radio on. Get kids. If you got to throw a muzzle on the kids,
right.
You know, stuff like that. Lock them in a closet. Do what you got to do.
Well, that isn't really good advice. Somebody out there might think, well, hey, that guy on the show is sanctioning that I can throw them in a closet and lock them in there.
If you're dumb enough to believe that, then may God have mercy on your soul.
Make sure you throw some snacks. Okay.
And there's some people out there that are doing that, too. So who's we kidding?
Right.
Without me telling them.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Is it showtime?
I think so, except one last word that we need to always remember because we have new folks with us.
Okay.
Regardless of what your reading tells you, whether it's from me or anybody else out there who perceives the future and interprets it for you, remember, you are still always the master of your own
destiny.
Thank you. I don't know what happened there. I took a little mini vacation.
You hit a brain speed bump.
I guess. And then also remember that the future is very fluid. So what we perceive has strong potential for becoming reality, but then it can always change through the choices others are making. You may make different choices. So we want to always remember that, just putting that out there.
Yep. Mary from South Africa.
Mary!
She says it's been 2 months.
Wow. Okay.
Mary, this is a call-in show. If there's any kind of gappage in the callers, then we'll at that point, then we'll actually go to Facebook Live.
Unless she has an international calling plan, right?
Right.
We assume you don't.
Mary from...
Who am I to assume, right?
Who else do we have? Wait, there was Maria from Pakistan.
We already announced everybody else.
That was before we went live. So I want to encourage
all
others.
All the people.
Yeah.
All right, let's test our memories game tonight.
All right, Maria from Pakistan, and we have... There was someone else.
Anima from UK.
From the UK. So we do get a lot of international calls, and I do readings. And I'm going to tell you, after all these years, I have found that love is love, whether you're here in the US of A, you're in Australia, you're in Romania. I mean, love is love. Forgiveness is forgiveness. Pain, sorrow. I mean, all of these really are unifiers to all of us in whatever culture you are in. And with that said, let's go.
Let's go. And let's start out with a regular, for the most part, Lynn from California.
Lynn.
Welcome, Lynn.
Hello.
Well,
how are
hi,
you
Lynn.
Today?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Get the volume up a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
We're doing well. We're getting started.
Yeah.
Yep. You're the first caller.
Yes. So welcome to the show. And what can we help you with?
Well, I stopped talking to David, and I hadn't talked to him all week because he was rude, and he texted me because I had blocked him and everything, and I got his text, so I call him, and he's being all nice. I can't figure this out. Deborah, help me.
Okay. So tell me, what was he doing previously?
Yeah, what was he doing to get blocked? We can't remember everything. We suck.
We
have bad memories here.
We had gone to a flea market here in town, me and my niece, and he met us there, and he was flirting with my niece right in front of me.
Oh,
jeez. And now he's being Mr. Nice Guy, like nothing happened.
Yeah, and you feel as if it really crossed the line rather than just being warm and friendly.
Exactly. Like he gave her a real big hug, real close, real tight, and he gave me a one-handed one.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not a one-hander.
Okay. Does he know that?
I'm pretty sure he does now.
Well, yeah, now I would think so. But sometimes we expect, you know, and I'm just kind of being the devil's advocate here, but sometimes we expect others to know what we, how do I put this? What we're
thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now this is somebody that's not 18, right?
Right. Oh, no.
She probably don't flirt with the chick's relative. I'm thinking that's pretty much a no-brainer.
Was he wagging his tongue at her or anything like
Jesus
that?
God.
Well,
oh, he might as well have.
He might have?
He might as well have.
Oh, it might as well. In other words, it was way over the top. Okay. And a normal adult would know that.
And, you know, I'm really glad, Lynn, that you picked up on this. Long ago, well, I don't want to say too long ago, but when I was an older teenager, like 17, maybe 18, my mother had a kind of a really wild boyfriend back then. He was a police officer. And whenever she would leave the room, he would do very inappropriate things toward me. And sometimes he'd even give me a hickey.
That's really not good.
And the thing is, though, when I mentioned this to my mother, of course, she was super in love with him. And she would say, I just think you're jealous because I have a man now. And, you know, and I thought, oh, God, please, please do not marry this man. And luckily she didn't. But
now you would have had to run away from home.
Yeah. Oh, man. I couldn't have lived.
Okay. Because that was just
around a man like that.
That's what that was.
And then it made me wonder how many other women. And I'm wondering about your guy here, Lynn. Sure. How many other women dated him and he played footsie with their relatives?
Do the cards reveal?
Or how about just friends? You know?
Yeah.
Well, anything is. Yeah.
Did you, was your niece uncomfortable?
Well, you know her. It's
Crystal. The beautiful one.
Mm,
yeah.
The beautiful one.
So, she's gorgeous. Did you, did she seem, did she tell you she was uncomfortable?
She said she thought it was kind of weird.
And your relationship has now changed because of this.
Right.
Personally, looking at your reading, I'm not really sure, Lynn, that you could go back and
Be okay.
And have full trust in him.
Right.
Because, I mean, just... Did you ever discuss this with him?
No, because we stopped talking.
Well, I think he'd really like to get things restarted with you, but your back is turned on this.
Yeah, we could just tell him flat out why.
I'd be like, ew.
So here's the reason why, Bubba, if you didn't know it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Lynn, you are so, this woman's got really strong psychic ability of her own that I think she can pick up on these cues that might go right over the head of somebody else. So, So I really think, though, you've made the right decision. Like I said, he really can't fathom what he did.
Right. Of course, he has no idea.
So then that tells me something about his boundaries.
Right.
And that if he was going to be creepy and make your niece and say other relatives uncomfortable, just imagine what kind of life you would have.
Oh, I'd have to kick him in his throat.
Well, I was thinking of a place way more south than that.
Well, she's in a more lethal place, though.
I was being nice.
It's just weird.
Yeah, and there's another man coming along for you. Your cards tell me that you've actually learned quite a bit from this relationship. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to capitalize on that and build with somebody else. And there is another man coming, and I'll tell you, he's got a fabulous sense of humor. And boy, can't we all use that now.
Right.
You know, no such thing as too many laughs.
And that's one thing about us women, and guys should really think about this. It's not always that hot, handsome guy that turns our head. A lot of times it's that funny guy who maybe looks a little goofy, but but we're going to swoon over him because he makes us feel good, you know, makes us laugh. So you did a good thing. Now, if you're still not quite sure, you could always meet with him and try to talk it through.
Yeah, I was sure the day it happened.
At least that way, even if you don't resume this relationship, he's got some information for the future.
He'll deny it.
Oh, he will? Okay, yes. Felipe is speaking up here.
Yeah, I don't think what he did was an accident at all. I think he knew exactly what he was doing, and he'll deny it when she comes clean with him, but she should.
Yeah,
I
think you should.
Yeah, you gotta let him know what the deal is.
I agree, too, and I think it'll make you feel better about what happened.
If he doesn't, I bet he knows.
Oh, yeah.
But
then he'll...
He's a little man. Right.
not there.
So I really think these guys have really nailed it for you. And like I said, you're going to meet somebody that's really going to trip your trigger, if you know what I mean.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have your pretty trigger. Much has just given up. I'm through.
Oh, you know what happens when we do that?
I'm through.
That's when the right one comes along. I swear, I think the higher power, as in God, has a tremendous sense of humor. Because when we say, you know what, God, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore, blah, blah, blah. Then the most amazing partner comes into our lives. Maybe just to restore our faith.
But, you know, since I said I was done, that's it, universe. I'm done. I have had guys turning their heads on the street when I'm driving by, honking at me, going down the street. It's like, what the heck?
Are you driving some beautiful antique car?
No.
No, I don't think she is either. We've heard about her car.
Well, then, Lynn, it's got to be you.
It's a 2003 Buick LeSabre. It's an old lady car. Fit for me.
Well, you've got some kind of charisma here. I mean, guys approach her.
Right.
Yeah,
they
she
do.
Shouldn't go for any
All
of those.
Time.
No. Well, remember, you can always try Bumble.com. Now, a lot of women love it because they have the say.
Right.
The men cannot communicate with you at all until you pick them.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And then you can diss them like that, too. So, anyway, Lynn, I know what you're saying, but I've always told you, I definitely feel that you will marry again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Someday.
It's. What? Oh, and nice. Rebel. Yeah. We're going to your Rebel card.
Okay. So I thought it was interesting. I flipped the card deck again. See, nope, you still got it. So it says, you need a good cry.
Oh.
Get the ugly cry on. Let that crap go. Your soul will thank you.
Well, yeah, every once in a while.
And when she says she's done, she needs to put out there that she's done with all the crappy crap holes that keep on coming her way. Because she's got the fab guy coming.
That one time down.
And that things are going to change.
Yes, thank
I agree.
You.
So Lynn,
I'm
call us again.
I'm retiring in August.
All right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Did she say she's retiring?
Yeah.
I thought she said it was inspiring.
What?
No, semi-retiring. Like I'm only going to work a limited number of hours.
Good for you.
Well, that's good. Now you have some time to stop and smell the roses.
I know. Take some time for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell your niece I said hi.
Yes, we say hi.
I will. I'll tell her. You said you're beautiful. I'll tell her. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes, do that.
Okay.
And thank you.
Sweetheart. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. We're having a horrific rainstorm right now out here in Virginia.
It's yellow crap, so it's okay with me.
So I just saw a lot of lightning and wanted to blink the halo light, but we will see.
I fear not.
Great.
All right. We should keep on. All right, and that number is 909-792-5222 to call in. A lot of show left, and let's go to Peggy Sue from Colorado.
Peggy Sue,
you're up.
Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue.
Sorry.
Hi, Peggy Sue. How are you doing?
Welcome to the Gong Show.
Oh, not too bad. I have some questions. I had joined your show on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I had asked about, you know, if I would... You know, when about moving out and getting my own place with a roommate.
Right.
And I got a favorable card from you. And of course, I wanted to see if I could get extra information on that, if I may.
Okay. As in a roommate, I mean, getting a place first, or how do you want me to approach this?
Well, basically, the timeline and do I know this person? That could be a possible female roommate.
Right.
Basically, how am I meeting this person? Because I will be honest, I'm on early retirement. and pursuing disability, and I have all kinds of irons in the fire. So I'm not like floating in money.
Right.
But,
gotcha. Could you give a little background on where we were before the last time you asked this question? Okay. What exactly is, because a lot of people here weren't with us then when she was
right.
Here.
Right. I took notes on our call or from Wednesday, and it was supposedly my choice as to whether I would have a roommate or not, and you said that I would be moving in with, if I chose to have a roommate, a very selective female that didn't let just anybody move in, you know what I mean, for a right. roommate.
Right.
And, okay. And the female and I would click, also that there was a strong potential for marriage, would be my guy, the one and only guy, I guess, left. And then also that there would be a lot of travel. And I don't know whether it's with the roommate or with the guy. But either way, I'm just curious as to how I would meet this person or if I already know this person and the timeline.
Well, okay. The timeline can be as soon as you would like it to be.
Right.
Yeah, I'm feeling that once you've made a decision and set this up as your goal, you're going to work toward that. You should think of all the things that you need to accomplish before then, like working on your disability, working on what budget's going to be, maybe starting to look at apartments.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole systematic range of things to do here. And I think that will start to put everything in motion for you. Yep. Also about you knowing this woman, well, you could, but I hesitate to say that is a really good way to go, because if sometimes the lifestyles of people that are familiar with each other, excuse me, turn out to be very incompatible.
Yeah, then it kind of, if you had a little relationship, it would ruin it.
And it could turn into a really bad marriage.
Right.
Yeah, so to speak.
Yeah, because maybe somebody doesn't keep the bathroom as clean as you would like. Or
someone eats someone else's yogurt.
Yes. Right. And I think lifestyle is going to be really essential for you to discuss with whoever comes in. If you were to take a young woman, say college age or just embarking on her career, that can be problematic too.
You know, some people like to have a lot of friends over. Some like it really chilled, quiet, and no other people running around. You got to make sure you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, make sure. And I think there are roommate finder services.
There's everything out there. Every service on earth.
We go through like Angie's List or something.
And you know, I'm going to tell you what is really jumping out in your cards is I see you potentially selecting a female who is actually, a still closeted lesbian. And she is going to want to keep that relationship of hers on the down low and will not be like a big partier, isn't going to bring a lot of strangers into your house. She's very quiet and she will conduct her personal business outside of the abode.
I picked up on that yesterday.
What?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying yesterday I just picked up on the vibration that this person would be lesbian or gay.
Yes.
When you were talking about that.
This can really be a great partnership for the two of you. It could really, with a lot of respect on both sides. And but like I say, she's going to be very quiet and very, very much respectful and considerate.
Yeah, roommate thing is a big dice roll, because if the lifestyles are way off kilter.
Yeah, and I've mentioned, please don't bring in a male. There's too much baggage that's going to come along with the male, you know, especially if he's actively dating, then you've got a lot of strange women parading through your home and, you know.
Right.
And they can be barbarians.
Right.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, in a roommate situation. Well, I know, but that's...
Man bad. Bad man.
But you know the stereotypes exist for a reason.
Not all of them, but yeah, because one or two bad apples ruins the whole bunch.
Yes.
That's all right. Typically.
So well, you know, I think really it'll work out real good. Yep, go ahead.
I'm not really like, I mean, I'm fine with a gay person, but it's just like, you know, I'm not gay.
And don't want there to be any confusion.
I've got to tell you,
whatever.
When I was serving in the Army, I was in training with an awful lot of gay women. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they would say to me, we are not recruiters. They right? would. Yeah. They'd say, we stick to our own. Because I was very curious. I was a beginning journalist, and I really wanted to understand their lifestyle. And they would tease me and say, they would say, you know, if we take you down the gay bar, you will never want to touch one of them stinky, hairy, nasty guys again. And I was like, no, thank you. I really kind of like those stinky, hairy, nasty guys.
It's a good thing that's not a popular opinion. Right? Otherwise, there'd be zero people on this planet right now.
Right. I know.
But they are not recruiting new lesbians.
Right. They don't run around and go, yeah, I don't think
we want right. you. We want you.
Right.
Holy YMCA. No, not YMCA. That's the Navy, right?
Yeah. So
the Long Village People song.
So don't think that she's going to be trying to hook up with you. I don't see that at all. Unless you gave her those cues. Am I down a wrong road here?
I literally just chucked the cards everywhere. My
speaking
hands
of which,
spasming.
We're getting ready to roll into her, or do you see anything
well,
else?
Well, she also wanted to know, let the man come in his own way and time.
Oh, okay.
There's no rushing this. It'll, like the previous caller, she's giving up. She's hanging it up.
Right.
But that's when you often give up, that's when the right one will just come along.
Oh, yeah.
Right one, baby.
And also, I would make sure that any roommate signs papers. You have a contract. If you watch any of, like, Judge Judy, so many of them are about roommates, you know. And what?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of stuff with no paper. Like mm-hmm. verbal text, email, and it's like, those are okay, but ink it,
and
honey.
Remember, you can always do a background check.
Right.
Yeah. So the man is coming. It's just a matter of time, and there was one more travel. I believe mm-hmm. the travel will be with him.
Okay.
So he's not coming wearing a barrel. Let's put it that way. He's coming with... You're looking at
because
me.
Because... I know what you mean, but sometimes, and a lot of people
he will
do
have
it.
Pants.
You will be wearing pants.
That is so old school. A lot of people don't have no idea what that means.
It means being broke.
Broke. Old cartoons have a guy just no clothing, had to wear a barrel. He was so broke.
With suspenders.
Yeah. Funny, because those barrels ain't cheap.
Yeah, right. That's right. So, no, he's like going to wear very nice tailored pants, and he's got a nice, let's say, portfolio.
I kind of think that he's wealthy.
Yes, he is. That's what we're saying.
Right. That's what I've been picking up on. And I know he's the last person I'll be with in this lifetime. But, you know, it's just he's a long time in coming.
Well, you know, we receive when we're ready to receive. And one thing to do is use the law of attraction and send that energy out.
Right.
And remember the words need, want, hope. Those can be bad. I mean, they have a little bit too much negativity. I would go with, I know. He is.
Yeah. He's my twin.
Yeah.
Right.
He really and truly is my twin. I can feel him, but it's just not time yet.
He needs some cooking.
Yeah, he's still not quite done as a turkey.
Pink in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll let him cook a little while longer, and then you're going to have... Oh, boy, are you going to have...
I've spent 3 years working on myself, working on my shadow side, and I think I'm done. I'm just...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For him.
Okay, did we do the... Well, we got a rebel card for you.
Goodbye for your rebel card reading.
Well, I think that you kind of already have said right now what you're doing. I feel like you're doing it okay. So you've got a feeling you just can't shake... That little voice inside of you, listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right. Well, thank you, Peggy Sue. It's always
thank
such a
you.
Pleasure.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
live from Colorado, Peggy Sue.
Yeah, we haven't talked with her.
Okay, we have gone over the hump. So we would like to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. And?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah. You go first.
No, I was going to say.
She was going to explain what I just said.
The internet gods really feel much more relaxed when we have a disclaimer. And also to remind, especially like newcomers, nothing in a reading is ever cast in stone. There's all sorts of variables, but we can certainly pinpoint things that you can choose or refuse. Like that, choose or refuse.
Yeah, I mean, basically Deb's giving me a little more light on the subject. Well, it doesn't mean that because that light you put on something, you should go sell your house and do exactly all these things. And then if it doesn't pan out, you go, oh, her fault.
No. Right.
No,
that's
right.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. All right. 909-792-5222 is the call-in number as we are on the downhill swing. And let's go to Teresa from Virginia.
Oh, I think we know who this is.
Commonwealth.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hello there.
She was the Facebook Live.
How's my favorite people?
Well, it's always good to hear from you.
Glad you hung in there and got through.
Yep. So tell us, what's happening in your little corner of the world?
Right. Have we heard from anyone? Big?
No. Well, we talk, but there's nothing there. But we're still like best friends. So I've given up that.
Well, you know, he had his chance, didn't he, though?
Right.
He had his chance, but he blew it, and I'm done. I'm moving on because I got better things to do. So, I started a new lifestyle diet change thing. In like 3 weeks, I've dropped 14 pounds and still going.
Hey,
so I'm happy.
Good for you.
Bravo.
I'm getting my curve back. So I have been getting a lot of compliments. People have been noticing the change. And I'm like, sweet. Last weekend, went to my endurance ride with my horse. My first time back in a while. Rode by myself, you know. Controlled everything, and guess what mama got?
What?
First place in her 50-mile race.
Right.
Oh! Good for you.
Yep, and then my best friend who was with me, it's her horse and I'm racing, she also had a first time back in over 2 years. She did a 25 on her new horse and his first 25, so it was a lot of firsts. So it was a really good weekend. Started off kind of crappy, but it ended amazing and very happy. So that's all good and well and whatever. So, but my little doggie's going into surgery. So I just kind of want to see what the outcome, maybe see what the universe is telling me. Cause you know, she's got to go in for some major surgery Tuesday of next week.
Yeah. What's happening?
What are we talking?
So my little rescue dog Moo Moo has mouth cancer. So she has the kind that's bad, but it's not, like, it doesn't spread to the rest of the body. So they're removing her right lower jaw.
And how will she eat and drink?
Well, it's only the one side, not both sides.
Okay.
So I guess they figure the dogs automatically adapt to that? I guess like people do.
Well, it's a professional. This is what they do all the time.
Oh, okay.
And huge. They say it's very, very high success rate. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm mommy. I'm nervous. It's a horrible little tumor. And I'm on edge about it. That's all.
Yeah. They're like little kids. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
They have no idea on earth, even more so than even kids.
Has she had any surgery or anything before?
Well, it all started with what I thought was an abscess in her mouth. So the first doctor went in, removed the abscess, sent it out for biopsy, and it came back ambulostoma, which is if you're going to have mouth cancer, that's one you want, right?
Easiest one to deal with.
Okay.
So,
well, Teresa, my perception is this is a bit of a hefty bill for this kind of procedure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when we're dealing with our babies, money is really no object. We know from our past.
Absolutely.
So I just am, I know I can't really give you a definite medical response.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Oh, yeah. She also has to say that for the viewers out there, too.
Yeah,
and
for everybody.
Listeners and the viewers.
But I really feel there's going to be a very positive outcome.
Oh,
You got a little biter on your hands. This is one. This is one female that is like the tough as nails.
Okay.
And she just adores you.
It's good that she's got specialists telling her they're pretty confident too.
Yeah, so, I'm glad because you know they will be honest.
They will be honest when they will tell you like he can do this, but you know they will tell you that.
I think she deserves it. I'm gonna drop a small amount of cash on her, which is fine. You know, it's not the end of the world for me. I mean, eat ramen for the next 3 years.
Hey, college students do it all the time. Yes. No big deal.
Add some fresh vegetables.
Yeah, you can make all sorts of different dinners with that stuff.
Add a can of cream of mushroom with that.
She's already getting the royalty treatment. I make her everything. Everything's getting shredded or put into the food processor. And she's getting fed liquid food because that's what she's got to start eating because they said to start practicing. Because for the first 2 weeks after the surgery, it's a learning process, but they said if she loves food, which she does, they have a higher chance. So I'm just being mama.
Sure.
Right. And if you can read again and see if there is a guy coming in my life, because I'm getting really tired of this crap.
Well, I was just honestly going to tell you, there's a favorite designation in the layout. Those of you that are new, I use 24 cards in a layout. And it's not just a quickie, you know, 1, 2, 3 random card pull. So I am seeing under my favorite designation for you, Teresa, which is sure to come true. And in all my years, at one point or another, whatever has been seen in that designation, I can't remember a time it didn't come true. So what you got here, my dear, is that there's someone at a distance that you are going to strike up an awesome friendship / relationship, not the one, not Sparky, the other one.
I mean, Sparky.
Yeah. You mean, hot to trot, not him.
No, not him. But this is going to develop in a most beautiful way with a culmination in, I mean, you're another one. I would eat my cards if you don't get married. And I see the marriage there. You're going to have so many common interests. He loves animals as you do. He may even be involved in like veterinary medicine or shelter work. I mean, there's a strong connection there for you. And there, oh my God, I'm excited for you. He's characterized.
All right, where is he?
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants it right now. Well, this is not like Amazon. I'm sorry.
Right. We can't give you 2-day shipping.
Amazon Prime.
We don't have Prime. Yeah. But I want you to know.
Well, I'm ordering this guy now on Prime. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
You're a little choppy on that.
Yeah. Repeat.
So you're telling me that's good. I'm excited. So hopefully.
Oh, I got him right here. He is characterized as the King of Diamonds. It means he's got a bit of an older soul. Also that he is excellent in handling money. Diamonds are, I think, in a lot of ways, very similar to Leo in the Zodiac. They light up a room. They have a lot of charisma.
Leo.
One of their short falls can sometimes be a little bit materialistic, you know, but if this is a guy that is investing in, I'm hearing like guns and diamonds and, you know.
Guns and diamonds, Lord Jesus.
Things that increase in value.
Depends on the gun.
Yeah, true. But I really feel that he's really good at what he does. He's hoping for a home and family. So if you've had any notion that you might like to settle down, you know, and have a really nice, married life,
get married to the right guy. You know, I do want to get married. Right.
To get married to the right guy than the wrong guy. Yeah. Everybody here will agree with that.
The thing is, too, remember the cards define it's a union-like marriage. So in our day and age, it could also mean...
You're right. I mean, if you look at Webster's, if you look up marriage, it doesn't mean just one thing.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
It can mean...
It has lots of meanings, but they have the similar meaning.
a bonding
things coming
and a
together
yeah,
with a,
unity
with a,
and
with yeah. a with a devotion and stuff. Yeah.
So let's see what we've got for a what do you got there for
a rebel card reading.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. So it is take a shot. Don't take 12. Take one. Okay, maybe two. Move on.
Wow. Sounds like you're
take a shot.
Sounds like you're ponying up to a bar to me.
Now, you could just take it literally, like you could take yourself some shots.
Right. I'm with you. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But I also really like that maybe it is the time where you say, I am done, and then the universe says, okay, here's what you're gonna have. And just like the sure to come through card.
Right.
And the diamonds is coming.
Yeah, they go, God, we got another one down
right,
here.
Right.
Right. So,
maybe I really don't know, but you know, I like it.
I just think your cards are really on a good upswing now. I've been giving you readings on the show and prior to that in mm-hmm. my office.
Yep.
And I really think that the upswing that we were always predicting is now coming.
It's coming.
It's right. coming definitely true. You're on
well,
a winning streak.
I definitely feel better and I feel different. Like ever since I decided to kind of like take back my life and take back my weight problem and my stop being the woe is me crap and, you know, just say, you know, I did this to myself. I need to get myself out of it. There's nobody else to blame but myself. So
and, you know, that is when the universe will conspire with you
right.
and start right. bringing all types of good things to you.
And I'm taking back my power because I'm tired of people walking over me. And I'm like, look, I'm a professional in
you.
This area of my life.
Yeah,
you don't
you
like
bet.
It. There's the door.
That's right.
Don't
just
hit you
just
the
tell
way
them, this is how I roll now.
Right.
So, you
I
know.
I roll hard, I roll deep.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you either step
Teresa,
up or step out. That's how I work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I hope you have a really good weekend, and I'm so glad you called us.
Thank you. I love you guys. Take care.
Love
thank
you
so
too.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm glad
bye.
You were very
bye.
She,
yeah.
She
waits
know,
a long time.
She was telling us early that when the lines are full, people say it just rings and rings and rings. I just keep calling. That just means
just keep
that
keep on calling, right?
So next time it opens up, bam, you'll be it.
And
all right,
bam, Denise is it.
And
from California.
California.
Hi, Denise.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I am. Can you hear me? Okay.
We can.
Yes. Very good, actually.
Good. Okay. Deborah. In terms of my husband, are you showing the date is coming sooner than we thought?
That he's coming home.
Okay, did mm-hmm. something happen?
Yeah, what's the background? Sometimes we need to get refreshed.
She knows. My husband's incarcerated.
Yeah.
And just a lot of things have been changing with California's law because, you know, California is just one of those states where, it, you know, they're excessive in, like, sentencing.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things are changing. COVID is changing. And it just feels like, you know, I'm feeling like it's here. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So I know the last time you called, you were with a friend and there was things that were overheard on a phone conversation or whatever. Did you get that cleared up or is that still an issue?
In terms of what?
There was like a phone conversation that someone overheard.
I was fuzzy on this.
I know nothing.
I heard mm-hmm. your husband overheard you talking with someone and there was a noise in the background.
Boy, you've got quite a memory. Oh.
And then, well, that's the last time I talked
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yes, everything is, you know, I think what that chops up to is like him being there and me being here might as well be like the South Pole and like Mars. You understand
right.
what I mean? Because there's no, you know, I can tell him every day, all day, what this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. But, you know, he, some things he just really, I think he'd like to believe and trust and all that good jazz. But when it comes down to it, everybody needs like reassurance. And so
right.
that's what one of those, you know, that's what one of those things are because, you know, evil is always moving and grooving and the seed is planted and all it takes is a little bit of water and a very, very sharp mind. And then before you know, it's a whole different story.
Right. Sounds like the military.
Well, it does. And I've got to tell you, you're going to kind of have to hang a little loose on this one because there's a lot of stuff that's like up in the air, red tape like crazy around this thing.
Imagine that, dealing with that kind of stuff, legal stuff.
And
Well, his date should be August sometime, September, you know what I'm saying? But, it could be any time.
Just be prepared for any kind of delay.
Oh, with COVID can change dates on anything on this planet.
Maybe it will be pushed.
Well, that's it. I want to be more positive for you, but we're dealing with a faction of the government.
Hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're thinking later than soon.
I don't want to put that out there.
The possibilities there is all she's saying. Yeah. Well, the possibilities are there that there could be a push for something.
I don't really want to put those words out there. Words have energy. Right. I would rather say just be positive.
Yeah, you always plan
and
for the
swing
best.
With it.
I always say plan for the
but
worst.
Yes, I am seeing that departure for him is coming soon. Mm. You know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, so that's the thing with like the whole whatever of his situation is that by law, legally, they can only hold him until August 5th. And then his time is up and they can no longer put anything, add anything, delay anything. You understand what I mean? So now they're giving time off. So that I wonder if that's the red tape area because they have that.
Yeah.
They can't. But, you know, after that time, they can't hold anymore. They can't. We're out of stock.
She got a definitive time.
I'm seeing him coming right to your home.
Okay.
And I want to use these words. It's just a matter of time. And you know, whether you're in the Army and you're doing a road march or you're out to sea with the Navy and you're on your way home from 7 month deployment or whatever the case is, the last couple of miles are the worst.
They're the worst, right.
Couple days. Last couple months.
Oh,
so
people start counting the hours and minutes.
Yeah.
And then that just makes it seem like eternity.
And I want to ask you, Denise, before you get your rebel card, are you working on your future career?
My mom passed away, right? Remember we talked about that off the air.
Yes.
So I kind of like stopped doing whatever, but I'm actually going back onto it because my job is trying to force vaccinations on us and I'm really not happy about it.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about the COVID vaccine.
Oh, I know.
So I don't really like the government strong-arming me into making a decision either.
I think I
dislike that even more than the vaccine.
Don't go there.
No, and I want to tell you, though, don't let that window of opportunity close on you. That is going to be really awesome, the path of the insurance that you are following.
Right.
So.
Got it.
It's really going to be a lucrative career for you. And you are such a people person and you really expressed yourself well. And you have such a sincerity that you are just going to win the awards. You watch and see. So that's why I say, you know, if you need to be inspired, you call the show and we'll cheerlead you on. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No, stand by for your
rebel
card.
Yeah.
Do not
Okay, so this one has $3 signs as the headline, and then it says, "Make it rain."
Make it rain with the cashola, or it's going to be raining for you. And you're
I don't think it means go to the strip club.
No,
I really don't.
Definitely, that's where I'm going.
We don't think it does.
We never know, really. We know. We just interpret what we think we see.
And you know, these rebel cards really nail it a lot of the time.
They're a little bit out there, so you got to think a little extra couple seconds on it. That's all.
Well, take care, Denise. Have a good weekend and be in touch.
Have a good
day,
you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Well, we're hearing from a lot of our regular folks.
Yeah, tonight was a pretty big regular spiel.
Because of Easter, but this week we're coming back hard. That's what she said.
Bada-bing! All right, I think we only have probably 4 or 5 minutes. The radio show control center will confirm here shortly. So I don't think we could take another caller.
Right, but do you have anything?
I got nothing. Right now, and we only got like 3-4 minutes, so let's talk.
Anybody in the control room need anything?
Yeah. How are you doing in there?
Joe always has something to say.
Yeah. Normally, well, he likes when we get racy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bombardier to pilot. Bombardier to pilot.
He's thinking. I can smell the smoke. Find me a girl. Really? Seriously?
Well, stay away from that one that you said she had a nice voice. She's crazy pants.
We got to watch out for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what you do is you go down, well, depending where you live, you go outside or go to a place, and then when you see a girl, you go talk to her.
You know, I'm pretty good at this, so I'm going to. Yeah.
That's what you do.
And I'm going to look for you.
He's not that kind of guy.
No, he just wants them to come into his lap.
Yeah, he said weird advice.
Well, then go to a strip club if you want him to give you. If you want lap dances, go to a strip club. You know, I'm just saying. Otherwise, you got to go. You have to be the
find him a girl. I'm going to find you a girl.
Yep, I think we've only got a couple of minutes, Deb, so you better do some flip-flop.
Well, okay, so you're... Those cards.
Knowing their typical bye-bye time, I think it's only a couple of minutes.
And Control Room Joe, is he actually in where KCAA is?
I believe
one would assume.
He said yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good assumption.
Okay.
All right, we're calling all girls. He is KCAA.
He is. Got it.
I wish he'd work on that self-esteem.
I am legend.
That he's got, yeah.
Right. We would really wish that you would open up the line and talk to us.
Well, we are getting comms, okay?
Yeah, next time we'll make him come on air with us.
Could be where they can do that.
That's no, we had a guy.
We did. We had a guy once.
I forget his name. Rick,
Rob. Joe.
Oh, look at that. He says you can't afford it. Oh.
Well, you do this little ha-ha, your clock is ticking.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Mr. Control Room Guy.
Right.
You've got two that are coming at you pretty fast.
Oh, it's raining girls.
He's going to have a choice here.
Wow. How much do they cost?
Exactly. Where's that monsoon? Because I will move there.
He says, are they crazy?
Well, as long as you stay away from that one I was talking about.
Well, I've heard we're all crazy on some level or another, but, you know, I'm just going with what I see here.
And we would like a count on the showtime.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's going to count us out. They're not crazy, but you're going to have two. One is, three. One is blonde, and one is darker complexion.
Okay, that's cool.
And I feel the brunette is coming in through the station doors to work there.
Station doors.
She's somehow connected in a work type of way. But I really think you and the blonde are going to be really hot together. And she has some talents, I'm going to put it that way, that is going to addict you to her. You're going to be addicted. And we shall see what happens. Hopefully, hopefully she won't devour you after she's had you.
Well, maybe that's her
Black
thing.
Widow equal death.
Yeah.
Well, also praying mantises do that.
And also bumblebees, penises blow up on those bumblebees after they've had sex.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
They don't have any bumblebee sex. Okay. you're
going to meet your match there, mister. You watch and see. And you can thank me.
At the two-minute warning.
After you find yourself galloping down the aisle.
And your rebel card is get the F out of your head.
Wow. Sounds like an acid trip.
Get in your heart. It misses you.
There it is. Good for you. He's working on it. Good for you. Good for you. So we got to say goodbye to everybody now before they turn off the lights and lock the door. So I want to thank my team. It's always wonderful to have you guys.
Teamwork.
And
ain't no I in team.
Jimbo Baggins and Veronica and Felipe and all of you. Because remember, without all of you, we've got no show. So we bring no script to you. We have no preconceived ideas. We just let it roll. And we thank you for that. So I guess we're down to our last minute
here. Yes, we are. Rock it out.
I love to end with Grandma's words. To dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Good night, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
KCAA Loma Linda, 1050 AM, K292 FQ Riverside, and K293
AP News.
CF,
I'm Tim McGuire. The county medical examiner who performed the autopsy on George Floyd's body testifies the